All right, bang, bang. Today is Thursday, February 7th, Chicago Dog Walk. Eddie here. My guest of the day is Chief. Chief, how are you?
I'm doing great.
How are you feeling after being the arbiter yesterday? Things got a little heated. I'd like to apologize to any listeners that were afraid. They had to hide the kids in the room. Maybe the dog was aggravated. I am sorry.
I'm glad that you guys were on opposite sides of the table because it got close to the point where I thought maybe I would have to physically separate you guys.
I didn't want to do that yesterday. That was not my intention.
Well, if it wasn't your intention, you came in awful hot, calling him a dummy. You came out of the gate. It was bang, bang, and then like a list of 10 insults.
Sure, but because I knew where he was going to go. I know him better than he knows himself, so I was jumping ahead of that. So I didn't want to be sneak attacked. I don't like guerrilla warfare.
It was blitzkrieg.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I decided to jump the curve. So I knew. I think we had maybe 50 seconds of normal conversation on that show, and the rest was just yelling.
It was a scream match. Yeah, so... yeah.
And I was sick nonetheless. I didn't want to do that. But yeah. I'll take some blame too.
I want to set you guys up to do like a blind taste test just to see if you guys can actually figure it out.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, I'll do it. There's certain dogs like I think need to be excluded though. Like we could get to like technicalities and all that at a later date. But for today's episode, Dave, no, you're not coming in here. Dave's trying to jump at the mic. I'm not doing that. I'm not getting heated up
Dave,
today.
Dave, back in.
What? I'm not getting heated up today. What do you want to say, Dave?
Okay, I want to do the blind taste test too, but the only thing is hot dogs don't travel well, so I don't know how we do it. I don't know how we, like, the logistics would work out.
You came on here to talk about logistics of a blind, theoretical
blind taste
test. Yes,
because I am that indebted to this argument that I want to win it.
You're indebted to
the
argument?
Yeah, some way, somehow, emotionally indebted. There you go. That's all I got to say.
I don't know why he's indebted. He got absolutely crushed on Twitter yesterday. You know, you got absolutely crushed, buddy. Yes, you did. You got crushed. 90-10, I would say. Regardless, we're here.
Let's
today's
go in a completely
day.
Different direction.
Today's another day, a completely different direction. Today we're going to talk about the NBA valuations. Forbes released their list. They do this every year with all four major sports to see how much each team is worth. Number one, the New York Knicks. Coming in at a strong, what do we have, Matt? Sorry.
I think it was $4 billion. Four Bs. I'm scrolling back up to the top now. Yes, $4 billion for the Knicks for, you know, arguably one of the worst run franchises in the world. Doesn't matter. You're in the Mecca. You're in New York, biggest sports city arguably in the world. So they're $4 billion.
Now, being the great journalists we are, we don't really know what was all into account in this. I assume like TV deals and shit matters as well.
Yeah, your market, your TV deals, your brand. Forbes does this article for all the four major sports every year. I read it every year.
Yeah,
so,
it's a great article.
So it's like the value. I mean, it takes into account everything. How much debt you have, brand equity. Like the Knicks, I'm sure, have a shit ton of brand equity. Like you said, their local TV deals, all of that. So even though that they are the worst in basically everything, with the exception of, the number four team on this list, the Chicago Bulls, the Knicks, like being in New York and having Madison Square Garden and all of that obviously goes a long, long way.
Okay, do we want to go down the list? Should we just shoot it off really quick? Maybe the top 10? Maybe let's do the top 10 most expensive and then the top 10, the bottom 10. And then,
sure.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so Knicks are obviously number one. I'm sure everyone could guess number two is the Lakers. The Warriors come in at three. They're $3.5 billion. Then we said the Bulls, 2.9. Celtics, 2.8. Another team with a lot of brand equity. The Nets, same thing, being in New York, huge. Huge market. They're number six, $2.35 billion. Rockets, not the fourth largest city in the United States, followed by Dallas, Los Angeles Clippers, and the Miami Heat come in at number 10. So, those are the top 10, and right on their heels is the Raptors at 11. So they're a little bit higher than I would have thought, just because they have it's obviously Toronto's a major city, but they're always going to be the number two team there because. The Maple Leafs, but they're doing well. And then the bottom teams, I bet you could guess them. Detroit's 26. Like obviously Detroit's a city in a lot of trouble. Timberwolves, no one really gives a shit. Charlotte Hornets, same kind of thing. Smaller city. New Orleans, it's like how do they even still have a franchise? Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll have to move again.
Anthony Davis
after Anthony Davis leaves, and then Memphis rounds out 30. So they're at $1.2 billion. So even if you're the brokest, cheapest franchise, you need a cool $1 billion to be able to think about getting in the game.
To hop in the game. So what are you most surprised by? We'll go with that first, and then we'll talk about if you wanted to own a team, what would you pick?
So the thing I'm most surprised by, is Darren Revelle tweeted this out yesterday. So he said the average franchise value increase over the last year, and he broke it down by the four major sports. NFL increased by 2%, NHL by 6%, baseball by 7%, and the NBA franchise valuations as an average grew by 13% since last year.
Wow. So NBA is hot in the streets.
NBA in terms of franchise valuation is hot in the streets, and I have a little theory that it's because they have a good TV deal, but Adam Silver, it might just be he's on the cutting edge of marketing and specifically gambling. So even though these franchises are through the roof, I think if you have means, still a good investment. Because once gambling gets legalized everywhere, the values for these franchises are going to go through the roof.
And I'm not saying this is rightfully so or not. I'm not saying this is wrong, but it's also because everybody blows the NBA now, like how they do things. Like if you've seen that, like, oh, why would you want football? Like there's so many problems with Goodell. There's concussions. Why would you want hockey? It's not big enough. Like baseball's boring. They got their problems. How about the NBA? Let's just check out that. You know, they got these big stars. They got this. And there's a lot of good points, don't get me wrong. At the same time, all those other leagues are just as would it be awesome to own a team as well?
It would. And I think if I were going to rank them, I would probably, and I do love basketball. I don't really like the NBA. But I think NBA would be fourth for me out of a sport to own just because you look around the landscape right now, I feel like owners have no power. Like it's like Anthony, we suck and we get Anthony Davis and we're going to build our franchise around him. He's just like, nah, I'm out of here. And there's nothing you can do. So, and it's like, you know, talk about a team that's going to lose a lot of brand equity and ticket sales and all kinds of revenue because their star is going out the door and they're going to get, you know, 40 cents on the dollar and then a couple of scratch tickets for them. And like, that's horrible tough deal. So you can't like with all the other sports, you do have the ability one way or another to like kind of control your own destiny if you do things the right way, in theory. In the NBA, you are completely at the mercy of the players, and that does not make me comfortable.
Yeah, and especially with the no parity league it is now, like the Warriors are going to win every fucking year until they break up.
So. And then it's like the Knicks, you know, they have all the money in the world, and they did a good job of clearing cap space, so it's like, well, now we can go, like, hey, Kevin Durant, Kyrie, it's like the same thing. It's like the owners and the teams, like, I guess it's this the same to a certain degree with all the sports. If players really want to leave, they can leave. But it seems like it happens way more frequently in the NBA that star players like go outside the rules and talk to each other, tamper with each other, and they just make decisions like, we're going to go here. These four superstars or two superstars go together, and then that's like changes the whole landscape of the league. It makes it very hard to compete.
Yeah, and just to be clear, we're talking from an owner's perspective as well. Like, I know a lot of people are probably going to jump down our throats, like, what are you talking about? Yeah. It's a free market. Like, be for the players, not the billion-dollar owners. I get it. We're just talking from the owner's perspective, so that's why.
Right, yeah. I'm not saying that the players are wrong. It's their lives. Go live wherever you want. Make as much money as you possibly can.
For sure.
I'm just saying if I were to own a team, like you said, that would scare me off.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to be like, hey, I'm buying the Sacramento Kings and I'm taking on all this debt and we're building something because we got De'Aaron Fox and we're trying to build something, and then it's just like as soon as those guys become stars, they're just going to walk away because no one wants to play in Sacramento. That's not a good situation.
Yeah, not at all. What do you think, where are you at as far as who you would want to own?
So I was looking down the list. So the number one thing, and I guess this is kind of cheating, I'd want that Seattle franchise that's coming.
Oh, okay.
So redo the Sonics. You talk about brand equity, okay? People are gonna be buying it because it's retro, but also new. You're gonna like there's like you look at what the Vegas Knights did as an expansion team. Like they were the number one seller in ticket sales and merch because it was all brand new. And I know that the cost the expansion fee in the NHL last time around for the Knights was $500 million. The guy has already made that back in 1 year. Wow. So, like, if you do it and do it right, like, you can make a shit ton of money right away because you're going to own, like, all the people who want to be trendy and cool with, like, the new stuff. The Sonics, and first of all, they better fucking name them the Sonics. They better be the Seattle Supersonics again with the same green and gold.
Yeah. Get Detlef Schrimm, maybe be, like, a brand ambassador.
Kemp. Yeah, Gary Payton. They were so sweet back in the day. The 90s, like, yeah.
I like that.
That would be awesome.
And to be real quick, we got to mention as well that we said this off mic. We didn't bring this on mic, is that no Bulls. Bulls is out of the equation.
Yeah, we're removing the Bulls. Because
obviously, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, and it would be great if we could just do like a coup d'etat. It would be great if like the whole city could just own them like the Packers. It would be a way better situation. Fire guard packs, take them out of there. But yeah, so we're removing the Bulls from the equation. So the other thing about this is, when I'm trying to decide my team, is that where would I want to live? Because that's very important. And then I wouldn't want to go to like one of these top five teams, because how much more money can you make if they're already, like, there was a stat that the Warriors increased their value by 367% over the last 5 years. How much more growth can they have? So you have to look at what's a good market, what's a growing city, and what's a place that you can still, there's still upside there. For me, I'm looking at the Denver Nuggets.
Okay, I like that one. They were on my list. They were on my list.
The Denver Nuggets would be, it's a, like a really, I don't know if you've ever been to Denver, but Denver's,
never have, no.
Denver's sweet. Weed is legal, so got to figure players love that.
There you go.
I can have a good lifestyle there. Mountains are there. And then all you need is $1.375 billion. So, you know, I think that is a city that has never really had a true superstar. I mean, they had Melo for a minute. They had Iverson at the end of his career. But that's a city that is super passionate about their sports. Like the Avalanche, they get crazy fans when they're good. The Broncos always have great fans. Even the Rockies, you know, the Rocktober, like that place looked electric when the Rockies are good. So I would really like, I would think my number one team would be the Nuggets.
That's a great pick. They were on my list. They made like my top five, and I'm not even like a big Denver guy. I've never been there, but you know, regardless, I got to go. Like, listen, if it's not Chicago, I got to go somewhere warm. You know, that's just my thought process. If I'm a billionaire, I'm going somewhere warm. And it's like, it's kind of the catch 22. It's like, do I want to be a guy that wants to compete? Do I want to win championships? Do I want legacy? Or do I want just to have a nice cushy life?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of between, I'm kind of leaning the more cushy lifestyle.
Okay.
And I'm between the Clippers because Donald Sterling and, I mean, Ballmer's in there now, but, you know, pretty much, pretty not hard to be better than that guy
for sure, not
so everyone's like, hey, you just, you know, low expectations.
Yep.
Besides that, I'm kind of intrigued by the Suns.
Okay, so I when you said the Clippers, I was going to be like, well, Ed, if you want all those things, I would say go to the Suns.
Yeah,
because you're going to pay way less taxes, number one, very important. You're not going to be, I mean, I know Phoenix is a small city, but still one of the fastest growing cities. And you're not, like, if you go to the Clippers, you have to like win for, you have to be a sweet franchise winning all the time for like 40 years to be able to like chip into the Lakers fan base. Like, you're always going to be second fiddle. Be like, why, you know.
Little brother for sure.
Yeah. So I would just, you know, no one, I would, if I were your advisor, I would steer you away from
Phoenix. But what about this? I'm also flirting. You kind of shit on him a little earlier. What about New Orleans? I mean,
have you been in New Orleans?
I love New Orleans. I mean, it's a little scuzzy, but
it's
like,
so scuzzy.
It's a little scuzzy.
Are you trying to make money, Ed? What are you trying to do? You're never going to win there.
Yeah, but
no one wants to live
there.
The
Big Easy, like, I don't got to deal with those West Coast pompous motherfuckers. I can just hang out and just be with people who just want to drink fucking beignets.
You're going to have to, I mean, I think that's a tough place to sell.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, the good news is like I said, the basketball team, it's like, this is where I would be for my for my summer or for my winters, but then I would move to a nice city where people are normal for the summer, which is the best part.
Yeah, I got another one to throw at you.
Yeah.
How about the Portland Trailblazers?
I looked at that too.
Okay.
Intriguing. Yeah.
I like the idea of being the only show in town. So it's like, you, like, if you're on the Trailblazers and it's like, yeah, it's not a big market, but you are the biggest fish in a small pond.
Yeah.
And if you win there, like, you're a hero forever. Bill Walton is still like a hero in Portland.
For sure.
But there are a lot of fucking weird people in Portland.
Yeah, there are. So. Yeah. I've never been there either. You been there?
Haven't been there yet, but I.
For the grapevine.
Yeah. Well, before we went full time with Barstool, I had been given a job offer in Oregon.
Oh, wow.
And I was going to take it. So I had been, like, you know, looking around, talking to people who were in that office. And it was like, oh boy, like, this is, I don't know if I'm going to be ready for this type of a culture change. But it seems like a cool city and like a cool franchise. It's like I don't know why the Trailblazers are so cool in my head, but they are.
Yeah.
Like, they got the Rose Garden is a cool name for a stadium.
I just think Rasheed Wallace, when he was in his prime.
Rasheed.
Yeah.
Our boy Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, he had seniors there.
And then Clyde Drexler in the early 90s. They had, and then they had, like we said, Bill Walton. Like they had some sweet teams. They got cool colors, cool uniforms.
Yeah.
That would be a team that would also
be attractive. Yes.
Be attractive. And I think, you know, I like the natural beauty. Like, I'm kind of drawn to the West. I think once we're done here, whatever, like 20 years, I think I'm going to end up in the West Rockies somewhere in the mountains. So okay. Portland kind of fits that bill a little bit too.
Perfect. Well, there you have your top three to own would be an expansion franchise in Seattle, Denver, or the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, that's my top three. So.
I got the Clippers, the Suns, and the Pelicans.
Your list, Ed.
You don't like my list?
I think the Suns is the only one that makes any sense.
Wow. I mean,
wow.
What do you want me to say? Like, the Kings have been a better option?
No, I don't know if you how closely you looked at this list. The Kings are riddled with debt. 34% of their franchise value is in debt.
Yeah,
it's
because
so.
They built the stadium. You couldn't use their cup holders.
Right.
They fucked all their, fucked everything up.
Yeah, and yeah. Like, I do want to win. I want to go to a place where I feel like I can all be like, right. Stay here in this city. Sacramento is not going to be that.
All right. Well, yeah, I got you. If this is me personally, I would want to do that, but I'm thinking of myself in like another life.
Yeah.
Where I like don't care about things that I care about.
It's now. Just a toy for you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah. All right, everybody. That's today's dog walk. We will catch you tomorrow.